This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton said Sunday that the U.S. withdrawal of troops in Syria will not be abrupt and also will be conditioned on Turkish assurances that it will not target Kurdish fighters allied with American troops. Bolton, during a visit to Israel for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said there is no timetable for the troop withdrawal. But the U.S. presence in Syria is also not unlimited. As VOA's Slatis Ahok explains why that issue has been a concern for some U.S. allies.
The plan to withdraw some 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria has raised concern that other parties in the conflict could move in to fill the void. Turkey has announced an offensive against the Kurds, and Russia is suspected of planning to move into the oil-rich area once the Americans leave. Israel has warned about Iran's interference. There have also been warnings that Islamic State could launch an effort to retake the territory it had lost. Since then, Trump has said the withdrawal would take time. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump showed no sign Sunday of backing down on his demand for taxpayer funding for a wall along the southern border with Mexico. He spoke to reporters outside the White House before heading to a presidential retreat in the mountains of Maryland for discussions with administration officials about border security and policies they plan to pursue.
I'm totally involved, but I'm involved with principles, because ultimately it's going to be solved by the principles. Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and myself can solve this in 20 minutes if they want to. If they don't want to, it's going to go on for a long time.
The president is fighting with opposition Democrats over his demand for more than $5 billion in funding for the wall. The stalemate has shut down about a quarter of U.S. government operations for quite some time, over 2 weeks, one of the longest in U.S. history. This is VOA News. Riot police fire tear gas at thousands of protesters in Sudan's capital Sunday as demonstrations calling for President Omar al-Bashir to step down continued for a third week. Crowds of protesters gathered in Khartoum Sunday, heeding a call from the Sudanese Professionals Association, a group of doctors, teachers, and engineers, which have called for strikes and demonstrations over the past month. Police responded by firing tear gas to disperse the crowds. The U.S. military said Sunday that it had killed Yemeni militant Jamal al-Badawi, believed to be one of the planners of a deadly bombing of the Navy destroyer USS Cole in the year 2000. Jillian Kitchener reports with Reuters.
President Donald Trump tweeting Sunday, "Our great military has delivered justice for the heroes lost and wounded in the cowardly attack on the USS Cole. 17 sailors were killed and dozens more wounded on October 12, 2000, when two men in a small boat detonated explosives alongside the Navy destroyer as it was refueling. Badawi was indicted by a U.S. grand jury in 2003. He escaped from jail in Yemen twice and secretly made a deal with authorities there for his freedom. He remained on the FBI's most wanted list, and there was a $5 million reward for information leading to his capture."
Jillian Kitchener reporting. A U.S. trade delegation has arrived in Beijing, China. The group is there to hold 2 days of talks beginning this Monday, focusing on how best to carry out an agreement reached by U.S. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to postpone new tariff hikes. On December 1st, the two leaders agreed to complete talks about technology, intellectual property, and cyber theft issues within 90 days and hold off on new tariffs in the meantime. U.S. officials have said that if the talks fail to produce a satisfactory agreement, Washington will increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. At least 30 people have been killed in an apparent mine collapse in northern Afghanistan. Villagers in the province had dug into a riverbed mining for gold when the walls around them collapsed, according to local officials. At least 7 other people have been injured, and the death toll could rise. At this year's Golden Globes in Hollywood, Bohemian Rhapsody beat A Star Is Born for Best Motion Picture Drama, and Rami Malek won the Best Actor and Best Performance for his turn as the music group Queen's frontman Freddie Mercury. Glenn Close won Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, The Wife. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.